This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
Time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P. Class is in.
The king is dead. Well, the king of pop, at least. My name is Joe Burns. Sitting to my immediate right is...
Chad P.
And I know I said this a couple times. I know I said I'll never play Michael Jackson on this radio show. However, I also didn't expect Michael Jackson to suddenly die at the age of 50. Nope. This is Rock School, and I'm going to do it. Chad and I are going to have a one-hour exposition for Michael Jackson.
And we went back and forth, because by the time this show makes air, he's been dead for how long?
Oh, it's going to be a while. He died on Thursday, and this show airs first on Thursday.
Yeah.
We are recording this show on a Monday, so all we have are the facts from Monday. So this show is going to air first 3 days after we record it, and then almost 7 days after we record it, because the show always airs twice.
Yes.
On a Thursday and a Sunday.
Yep.
And then whenever our affiliates decide to air it. So we're going to pretty much stay away from the news side of it and just sort of talk about the man's life, the
mm-hmm.
king of pop, mm-hmm. Michael Jackson. And it's really too bad that he has that moniker, the king of pop, because it's something that allows people to glom onto and sort of make fun of him
mm-hmm.
with that title.
Yeah.
And the reason they make fun of him, I think, is for one reason: he gave himself the title.
Right, right.
You know, when you give yourself a title, like if I came out and I said, I'm going to, from this point on, refer to myself as Joe Cool, yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to have the title of cool or hip or what have you. You want that granted upon you.
Yeah, you want other people to paint you with that picture. You don't
right.
paint it yourself, because
right.
all you're doing is setting yourself up.
The reason I finally decided to go ahead and do this show, because if you remember, my first email to you was, no,
yeah.
by the time our next show will air, we probably shouldn't do a Michael Jackson retrospective. But what really tipped me over is I kept watching all of these things for Michael Jackson, and what started driving me up a tree was every song. Now, this isn't the MTV where they showed all of his videos. This is me talking about, you know, let's remember Michael Jackson. All I ever heard were slow songs from Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I heard The Man in the Mirror and the song that he did about the earth and We Are the World. Did the guy never write an up song?
Oh, you're darn right he did.
I mean, he wrote tons of up songs and a bunch of rockers. So what I've done is gone in and grabbed nothing but up, hot, rock songs from Michael Jackson, and we're going to talk about him. I'm going to tell you a bunch of facts about Michael Jackson. We will talk about the death a little bit, my theory on how he died.
But see, this is I'm glad we're doing this, because this is the kind of stuff that I want to remember the man for.
Sure.
I mean, I had Beat It on vinyl.
Sure.
You know, when vinyl was just kind of starting to phase out, I had a Beat It vinyl, and it really is a shame that nowadays the man became a punchline, but I'm glad that we're going to get into the things, the really good things that he did for our music.
Oh, yeah. When the child molestation charges are gone, when the vultures are gone, when all of that is gone, the music is what will be left.
And that's good.
Let's begin with Scream. This comes from his story, one of his double album sets, and when someone says, oh, he and his sister sang together, this is the first time that he and his sister sang together. No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
PYT, Pretty Young Thing from the Thriller LP, was the first time he and his sister recorded and sang together. Scream, Rock School. expensive video ever made, $7 million.
I remember that video.
It's been eclipsed.
He was in some kind of crazy room or something and jumping all over the place.
Yeah, that's what it was. He and his sister were up there. So, hey, random Michael Jackson fact, ladies and gentlemen. Why did he wear the white glove, the single white glove? Any idea? Do you know?
He lost the other one.
No. Michael Jackson said a lot of his moves came from breakdancers.
Okay.
He used to watch breakdancers a whole lot. And breakdancers used to wear one glove.
Oh.
Because a lot of their moves took them down where they would plant one hand
and spin.
Okay. And all he did was take that one glove concept and then turned it into 1,000 rhinestones and what have you. And that's why he simply wore one single glove.
How do you purchase one glove?
I'm sure he had enough money to purchase two of them and gave the other one, I don't know, to Bubbles, which was the name of his chimp. So,
wow.
Michael Jackson died at the age of 50. Let's just get this out of the way. He collapsed at his home in Los Angeles, or the home he was renting for $100,000 a month.
Hmm.
How did he die? Well, right now, some rumors of the autopsies are coming out that he was skeletal, anorexic. They found only pills in his stomach. Basically, it sounds like he wasn't taking care of himself. It seems that he was addicted to painkillers, and it just... As odd as this is going to sound, he called himself the king of pop. He was afraid after marrying Lisa Marie Presley that he would die a whole lot like the king, and it sounds like he did. It sounds like he found doctors to give him prescription medicines that were just as lethal as heroin, just as lethal as what we would call, you know, illegal narcotics. Maybe he had the same belief in his mind that as long as a doctor was prescribing it, that he wasn't a junkie, which is kind of the way Elvis felt. As long as a doctor was prescribing it, you know, that he wasn't doing anything wrong.
It's just so ironic, though, that two rock stars that went by the same moniker, the king of pop, almost dying in the same, and then there's that, you know, coincidental relationship that he shared with Lisa Marie Presley.
And he even told Lisa Marie Presley he was afraid that he was going to die the same way that her father did. And now all these people are coming out. This is really driving me crazy. All these people, I knew that he was going to die within the next 6 months. Shut up.
Why didn't you do anything?
Right. Well, even if he did, why didn't you do anything? Mm-hmm. Now I'm hearing about this nanny. Well, I used to pump his stomach. Where were you?
Yeah, exactly.
Where were you 6 months ago? It's the same thing with Kurt Cobain.
Uh-huh.
You know, I hear about these people. You know, well, I knew this was happening. Well, why didn't you get between him and the shotgun?
Yeah, I share your loathing, because when stuff like that happens, all of a sudden there's so many experts that came out. Hey, I have inside edition.
Yeah,
I have inside information.
Well, why didn't you get between him and the pills?
Right.
And all the people who wanted him to perform these 50 sold-out concerts in London's O2 Arena in that This Is It tour and such. Why didn't you get between him and the pills?
Right.
You know, if you have this much money, this $1 billion, why didn't you get between him and? Apparently he had been addicted ever since he had the burns on the top of his head from filming the Pepsi commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And just like anything else, it happened.
Yeah, you know what? We could sit here and we could talk about this all day, or we could remember the man for what he made famous.
Right. Well, that's why I say we had to take a break. We had to talk about it. We had to get it out of the way. I think it is just exactly what everyone thinks it is. I think it's an addiction, and either one of two things happened. Number one, he just simply put too much in his body. It got to the point where his body said, that's enough, I quit.
Yeah.
And it dropped. Or, as my wife thinks it happened, he was given too much of one, and either A, his breathing depressed to the point where not enough oxygen was getting to the heart, and he suffered a myocardial infarction, a heart attack, and died.
Yeah.
Or he was given too much Demerol, and all the arteries around his heart clamped down.
Gotcha.
One of the two things. My wife's a respiratory therapist, worked in trauma wards for years. That's what she thinks, and it doesn't really matter, but at this point, it's starting to leak out, and that's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the end. That's what we'll finish talking about that.
Good.
Next one up, Dirty Diana. If the guitar sounds somewhat equal to somebody else, it's Steve Stevens. It's the guitar work from Billy Idol's band. And if you've seen the video, and it's darn difficult to separate the music from the videos with Michael Jackson, There's a woman in there. You only see her legs and her lower torso. Really beautiful set of legs. It's Sheryl Crow.
Hey!
Who was his backup singer at the time, Dirty Diana. Rock School. That song. Oh, that's a good one. And no, it is not Diana Ross, and no, it is not Lady Diana. It was an alliteration name, Dirty Diana, and it was simply about groupies. So
cool, man.
Beat it. Oh, by the way, one more. Random fact about Michael Jackson.
Yes.
He wore a black armband at all points in time when he performed to remind himself of the suffering of children around the world. Another random fact about Michael Jackson, MC Hammer once challenged him to a dance-off.
Did he accept?
No, he told him to beat it. Jackson reportedly responded, quote, "I've seen your videos, and no offense, but every single dance move you use, you stole off of me."
Woo-hoo.
Oh, take that. So
the line is in the sand.
Speaking of Beat It, that's the next one we're going to play from the Thriller album. It was released on February 14th, 1983. We all know who played the solo on the album, on the song, Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen.
Who, by the way, just got married.
That's right.
Hooray! His brother performed the ceremony.
Alex. And his son was the best man.
Wolfgang. Yes. The guitar in there that's not played by Eddie is played by Steve Lukather, who is the guitarist for Toto, and the drums are played by Jeff Porcaro, who is the drummer for Toto.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little Toto and Van Halen get-together, which is, by the way, how Eddie got in there to play the solo. Steve Lukather and Eddie Van Halen are really good friends. And
cool,
it was Quincy Jones who got Eddie Van Halen to come in and play. In case you're wondering, was Eddie Van Halen contacted about the death of Michael Jackson? Yes. And here is his quote. "I am really shocked, as I am sure the world is, to hear the news. I had the pleasure of working with Michael on Beat It back in 83, one of my fondest memories in my career. Michael will be missed. May he rest in peace." So
classic.
Says Eddie Van Halen. Now, why is it called Beat It?
Why?
Simple. Get a hold of the movie musical West Side Story. In the beginning, the opening orchestral piece, every time the Jets... There are two groups, the Jets and the Sharks. Mm-hmm. Every time the Jets run into somebody they want to get rid of, what do they say?
Beat it! That you've made it big if the Chipmunks cover you. And this song was on the Chipmunks LP, which I also owned on vinyl.
Well, I really wish I could have seen your extensive vinyl collection.
That's a good. It consisted of Looking Out My Back Door single by CCR, this one,
yes,
and the Chipmunks.
Oh, well, you know, I wish you still had it. Probably would be worth some money. Random Michael Jackson fact.
All right.
He actually is a king.
Of?
I believe it or not.
A king? Like in a country? A king?
Really? A royal title can be given by a village.
What?
And he was a king in West Africa. A village in Gabon, Ivory Coast, gave him the title in 1992.
Wow.
Another random Michael Jackson fact. An extensive survey in 1997 by some group. It didn't tell who the group was. It didn't say.
I'm calling from some group. Would you like to partake in a survey?
Hold on. I'm eating dinner, but I'll get right back to you. Michael Jackson was declared the most famous person in the world.
Wow.
Yet a third random Michael Jackson fact. He's bad. Okay. Thank you, KLSU, for running Rock School as we do a real quick homage. Thank you. Fun Michael Jackson show.
And iTunes, also, you can catch us on iTunes. I actually got an email today from a listener who found us on iTunes way back during the Ricky show.
Oh, I like that.
And he's been listening to us ever since. So thank you for listening to us on iTunes.
We'll be back with a Jackson 5 song in a minute. Rock School.
Can we forget about it.
Oh, great
song. You were
song.
Waiting for it.
I kept waiting. It never went into it. This is our Michael Jackson show. Sad. Sad the man went as quickly as he did. And also sad he went very much the same way, I believe, at least. I know the toxicology reports are not back. I know that the autopsies are not done, at least at the time we're recording this show. But I believe he went much the same way that Elvis Presley did, the king and the king of pop. But that's not really what we're trying to do here. We've already discussed it. I just want to play up songs because I got so tired of listening to all the tributes, and all I heard were the down slow, you know, you are not alone.
Yeah,
stop!
Yeah.
Did he not sing one song that was up?
Let me put you on the spot here. Right quick.
Shoot.
So they were preparing for that 50-show tour that he was going to do.
It. This is it.
Do you think that he would have been able to pull it off?
No. AEG, which is the company, not AIG, AEG, which is the company that was putting it together, was insured for something like $27 million just for the first few shows.
Mm.
From what I understand, Michael Jackson didn't even have a voice.
Oh, wow.
He was having trouble singing and getting through the concert. I believe you would have seen him dance. He would have been able to do some moves.
Yeah.
But it would have slowly but surely over the course of the concerts, this is just my opinion, obviously no one can tell me I'm right or wrong because obviously the man passed away. But I think slowly but surely you would have seen him go to more and more lip sync.
Yeah.
Like Britney Spears, you know, and I don't know that that's bad. People still pay the money to go see her, and she lip-syncs the whole concert. And I think slowly but surely you would have seen him become more and more a rock concert where he'd have come out and just simply stood at the microphone.
Uh-huh.
And it just wouldn't have been a Michael Jackson concert. Would people still have gone to see him?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
But it wouldn't have been a Michael Jackson concert. Oh, they'd have done it, but it would have been more and more a rock concert. Mm. Stand at the mic, sing, stand at the mic, lip-sync, and he'd have fulfilled his promises. So,
sweet.
He was with the Jackson 5, and one of the big songs was Stop in the Name of Love. And the people at Motown, the corporation, Berry Gordy and his writers said, we got to have a song for the Jackson 5 that sound like that. Stop, the love you save may be your own. That sounds good. Jackson 5, Rock School.
You'll get labeled a flirt.
Yeah.
What's wrong with being labeled a flirt?
Back in the late 60s, apparently that was an awful, awful thing to actually be called. You'll be labeled a flirt.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Random Michael Jackson fact. One of Jackson's most acclaimed performances is during the halftime show at Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It was the only time the rating numbers increased.
Rock
at
on.
Halftime for the Super Bowl.
Not even during Janet's?
No.
Wardrobe malfunction?
Wardrobe malfunction? Maybe that's the first time that TiVo actually increased. Another random Michael
Come
Jackson
on.
Fact.
You are killing us with on time.
He never owned the Elephant Man's bones. That was all a tabloid rumor. 7 days in 70 seconds, something that happened on these dates, Monday, June 29th through July 5th. That would be a Sunday. I believe Monday is had by Chad.
Yes,
go ahead.
It is. Okay, on June 29th in 1969, the Jimi Hendrix Experience played its last concert.
On this date, June 30th, it's a Tuesday this week, but back in 1973, George Harrison finds number one with Give Me Love.
Speaking of number one, on 1 of July the 1st, 1966, Atlantic Records signed the English group Cream.
On Thursday, July the 2nd, back in 1976, for the first time in 12 years, Brian Wilson joins the Beach Boys on stage. The next night, the show is recorded for an NBC Beach Boys special.
On July 3rd in 1998, the U.S. leg of the Ozzfest 98 tour opened in New Jersey. Performers included Ozzy Osbourne, Motorhead, Tool, Megadeth, and Limp Bizkit. Good grief.
July the 4th, back in 1976, the Ramones kick off their first British tour, London's Roadhouse. And July the 5th, All the way back in 1958, Ray Charles performs at the Newport Jazz Festival.
Nice.
And that's 7 days in 70 seconds. And I looked at Chad and I said, well, what do you want to hear?
That's right.
And you wanted to hear...
Thriller!
The 14-minute video is regarded by MTV and their fans who did all the voting as the greatest music video of all time. Guess who did not write it?
Okay.
Michael Jackson didn't write the song. A lot of people, oh, Michael Jackson. No, he didn't. Rod Temperton wrote it.
Hmm.
I never knew. I thought Michael Jackson wrote it until I was doing the research for the show.
I got to tell you, because again, I told you when I was young, I had Beat It on vinyl. I started listening to Michael Jackson when I was, you know, 5-6 years old.
Yeah.
This video scared the bejesus out of me.
Yeah, because you were young.
Right. And at the beginning of the song, you know, walking in with the wolf howling in the background, and then I think Vincent Price's voice is on there.
Right.
Man.
Yeah.
I had nightmares.
And after Michael Jackson passed away, guess what became, for a short time, the number one selling album on Amazon.com.
Thriller.
Once again, Thriller. Rock School.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark.
Doesn't rhyme with Thriller.
No, it doesn't.
Blood doesn't rhyme with Neighborhood.
Who cares? It's Vincent
Price.
I've always
picked apart the Vincent Price thing at the end.
Vincent,
random Michael Jackson fact, ladies and gentlemen.
Quit making me frightened, Vincent, and go create Edward Scissorhands or something.
Random Michael Jackson fact. He fought fellow 50-year-old Madonna on MTV's Celebrity Deathmatch. He lost.
You sound like he fought fellow 50-year-old.
That's what it says.
What is Dr. Seuss?
Random Michael Jackson fact.
Why are
fact.
You pointing to the ceiling when you do that?
It helps
We're
me
the
do,
only two in the room.
It helps me do this strange voice. Random Michael Jackson fact. In 1984, a U.S. library accused Michael Jackson of owing close to $1 million in overdue book fines.
Oh, no.
How many books do you have to get? What is it, 15 cents per day?
What?
Officials said they would scrap the entire fine if he returned the books autographed. He did. Okay. Next song,
That's
Billie Jean.
Cool. I love this song.
Okay. Couple things about Billie Jean. Right up front, this was where a lot of people, including me, were introduced to Michael Jackson as a solo artist because it was Motown 25 Yesterday, Today, and Forever. This is where he premiered the moonwalk and all of that kind of stuff. Furthermore, a lot of people think this is the first single off of Thriller. They believe Thriller came out and kaboom, it went crazy. Actually, it didn't. The first single off of Thriller was The Doggone Girl Is Mine with Paul McCartney, and it didn't do very well.
Oh.
It was re-released later and became a hit, but the first single was The Girl Is Mine. Thriller put out Billie Jean second. Yes, it was the first by an African-American artist, first video by an African-American artist to be played on MTV, but do you know the story behind it, where it came from?
No, I don't.
Apparently, a letter was sent to Jackson by a fan who apparently was about a burrito short of a combo platter, stating that Jackson was the father of one of her twins. Twins! The father of one of her twins. The whole biological nature is lost on this
you
woman.
You'd be the father of just one twin.
Thank you for joining me. Apparently, she sent a whole bunch of letters to the guy and all of that. How could she, you know, how could you ignore your own flesh and blood? And he ignored it. Then he received a parcel from this woman that contained a photograph of the fan, the kid, as well as another letter and a gun.
What?
And said to him, Michael Jackson, do yourself a favor, I will kill myself and the baby, and you kill yourself, then all of us can be together in the next life.
Wow.
Really? Apparently, Michael framed the letter and hung it above the dining room of the family home. Now, all of this through a publicist has been recanted and all of that, but I think that was just to sort of quell the story. And he wrote the story, Billie Jean, about a crazed fan who, you know, eyes looked like mine. The kid is not my son. that's the story behind Billie Jean, and it broke the color barrier on MTV.
Lord.
Michael Jackson, Billie Jean, Rock School. At my random Michael Jackson facts.
We gotta take a break.
No, I'm just looking
with your facts.
No, I love these things. Random Michael Jackson facts. He did not sleep in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. Do you remember that real famous picture of him lying in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, and they say that he slept in it? He donated it to a children's hospital, and the people who were taking pictures said, "Hey, Mike, why don't you get in the hyperbaric oxygen chamber and let us take a picture of you?" Oh, okay.
Photo op turned into a big front page on the National Enquirer.
Sure, I think I'll do that. And kaboom, he gets nailed with the whole thing. Also, random Michael Jackson fact, pointing my finger in the air one more time. He holds the Guinness World Record for the most successful entertainer of all time. 13 Grammy Awards, 13 number one singles in his solo career, and the sale of 750 million records worldwide. Hello, KSCL Shreveport. Thank you for running this fine radio program, Rock School.
And hello, Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain. Thank you so much for allowing us to broadcast over your airwaves.
That's right. This is Rock School, back in 1 minute.
Random Rock School fact.
Yes.
We're running late.
We are. Very quickly. There was a falling out between Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. He had two hits with Michael Jackson, "The Girl Is Mine" and "Say, Say, Say." Michael Jackson asked Paul McCartney one time, "How are you making all of this additional money?" And Paul McCartney says, "Well, I buy music catalogs, and then I license out the songs."
Mm.
And Michael Jackson said, "Wow, I should do that." And McCartney said, "Yeah, that's a great idea." Well, ATV Songs came up for sale. We have lots of songs. And Michael Jackson said, "I'll buy them." And all this bidding went on, and it was crazy. And finally, Michael Jackson, after a lot of wrangling, bought ATV Songs for $47.5 million.
Okay.
Guess what songs ATV represented?
Paul McCartney's.
Beatles, yeah. Paul McCartney tried to buy them, and Michael Jackson outbid him.
Whoop.
Whoops, that kind of screwed up the friendship. Smooth Criminal. That is, hey, I thought about it. That's a good song to finish that one with.
Yeah,
there you go.
Very good.
Rock School. School, as we do our one final goodbye to Michael Jackson. The king is dead. If there's one good thing, if you're looking for one good thing to come out of this, Michael Jackson may be shaking off the punchline that he has become. He is receiving nothing but respect, as he should.
Yeah, he's much deserved, much deserved.
For the musical influence that he has.
Yep.
Now, not random Michael Jackson facts. Here are his last albums. Off the Wall, 20 million in sales. Thriller, 109 million in sales. Bad, 30 million. Dangerous, 32 million. History, 20 million. Invincible, 10 million. 65 different compilation packs and solo and with the Jackson 5. One live album released in Japan, and believe it or not, you may have heard this, or maybe you haven't, there are almost 200 completed, finished, unreleased songs that he has finished, and he had them basically created so his children would be financially set.
Hey.
They have been. If they could be packaged and released, it is estimated that they are worth $65 million right now. So my assumption is, before the end of the year, look for a Michael Jackson LP.
That's right.
I'll make you a bet. So we got time for one more?
Yes.
I am Joe Burns.
I am Chad P.
The king is dead. Goodbye, Michael Jackson. You did a lot of great music, and I hope we did well by you.
Rest in peace.
He was a dancing machine. Not even a question. Class is dismissed.